Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 15, 1805. Chasing the Sioux Thieves. There is great concern over the Sioux attack and the situation with the hunters mentioned yesterday. Captain Clark writes,
"At 10 o'clock p.m. last night, the men that dispatched yesterday, last night, for the meet, returned and informed us that, as they were on their march down the distance of about 24 miles below the fort, about 105 Indians, which they took to be Sioux, rushed on them and cut their horses from the sleighs, two of which they carried off in great haste. The third horse was given up to the party by the intersection of an Indian who assumed some authority on the occasion, probably more through fear of himself or some of the Indians being killed by our men, who were not disposed of being robbed of all they had tamely. They also forced two of the men's knives and a tomahawk. The man obliged them to return the tomahawk, the knives they ran off with. We dispatched two men to inform the Mandan, and if any of them chose to pursue those robbers, to come down in the morning and join Captain Lewis, who intended to set out with a party of men very early. By 12 o'clock, the chief of the second village, Big White, came down, and soon after one other chief and several men. The chief observed that all the young men of the two villages were out hunting, and very few guns were left. Captain Lewis set out at sunrise with 24 men to meet those Sioux. Several Indians accompanied him, some with bows and arrows, some with battle axes and spears, a few with fusees. The thermometer stood at 16 degrees below naught. The chief of the Mandan returned from Captain Lewis's party blind. This complaint is, as I am told, caused by the reflection of the sun on the ice and snow. Captain William Clark, February 15, 1805.
Tomorrow, meat and horse burned.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.